You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In a recent study by Dr. Saida Razahan, a lecturer of marketing at the University of Auckland, published in the Journal of Advertising Research, the study looks at the advertising of health campaigns with the need to move away from scare tactics. I spoke to her about her study and why we should move away from these scare tactics. How effective are scare tactics in health advertising?
So scare tactics historically have been used a lot, and they have been, I won't say they've not been effective, so they have been effective, but in certain contexts, such tactics are not as effective. In fact, they do face a backlash, so instead of opening up to the message, the receivers or the consumers, in fact, close themselves off and they shun such messages away. So it's not really effective, so not in all contexts, which is what my paper is all about, really. In certain contexts, for example, where there are anthropomorphic cues in the ad, so anthropomorphism refers to the attribution of human characteristics to a non-human object. So if any ad has that sort of, you know, humanness or human element in it, then using fear appeals with such cues in the ad are actually not effective at all.
If we are looking specifically at New Zealand, we first started implementing graphic health warnings with images onto cigarette packages in 2008. Now, having been in effect for 17 years, do you believe we've become desensitized to these images and warnings?
I think we have somehow become desensitized. And so we've had too much of it, and it doesn't align with, you know, the overall cause of furthering consumer well-being or societal well-being. So in my view, it is better to use, I mean, there are lots of other tactics, right? There are lots of emotions that can be used and not just fear being very negative. Why not use positive emotions and that too, gratitude instead of fear, and be able to make the same kind of impact, especially in health messages. Yeah, and that's really in line with transformative advertising, and transformative advertising advocates for not just, you know, the persuasion, but really the overall societal well-being, consumer well-being.
And if we are looking at a gratitude-led approach to health advertising, what would this look like? What would you want this to look like?
So a health ad can induce the feeling of gratitude in many different ways. One way would be to make them, you know, think of a time when they felt grateful for, you know, the blessings that they have, or grateful for anyone's good deeds towards them, or anything, just positive that they have been exposed to within, you know, these advertisements. And if it is used with some form of human element, then that is when anthropomorphic cues, for example, that is when it is most effective.
Would this type of health advertising look different if we are trying to target different elements of health, such as targeting smoking or targeting obesity?
I mean, this is not something that I have, you know, really tested in my study, but it should not look very different, especially if it is obesity, because this study that we conducted, we had three studies in this paper, and they were all about food choices, so healthy versus unhealthy, or the portion size. So this is very much related to obesity and healthy eating, etc. But I don't see this to be very different from other health-related stuff, but I can't comment specifically on its effectiveness in those contexts, but definitely in some contexts for health messages, yeah.
Are we seeing a gratitude-led approach to health messages overseas? And if so, what sort of messages are we seeing overseas about how this is working?
this is very much underutilized. So I don't come across a lot of gratitude-based appeals, really. Maybe this is something that we should all be working on. Yeah.
You've briefly touched on this throughout the interview, but what positives could we see from a gratitude-led approach and changing the way we advertise health, essentially?
By triggering or making people feel grateful, it is not only good for the person himself or herself who's experiencing that emotion of gratitude. So it is therefore leading to their, well-being. But it is also good for the people around, because gratitude really opens up a person. So when a person is grateful, they feel like connecting with others. So they want to establish connection with others. They want to reach out to others. They are more open to others. And therefore, they're also more open to messages. And when people are grateful, they would like to reciprocate in kind. So even if it's not reciprocating to the person that has done a good deed towards them, they would like to still do good. So it's really sharing the kindness and sharing the love, which I feel is beneficial for everyone in the end.
That was the University of Auckland's Dr. Saida Razahan on her recent study into the need to move away from scare tactics for health advertising.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.